Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
Producer David is a bit of a pageant queen, would you say? Or a pageant expert?
Both.
It was the weirdest thing. Jen and I had some friends up in studio visiting us one day, and David was just kind of in the corner working by himself, and then he pulls one of them aside. It was my friend Lace, and he said, "I know you," and she's all creeped out, and she's like, "What?" And he goes, "You're Miss Cobb County," and then had the year and knew all of her network of pageant people, and we saw a side of David that we had no idea existed.
Yeah, you're a pageant savant. You've got all the details. You follow it all very closely.
Right.
You've got the history of everything memorized.
It's your thing, the way some people are into sports. Like if there was like an obscure baseball player up here and Marino was in the studio, he might pull him aside and go, "Oh my God, you were the center fielder for the Yankees back in blah, blah, blah."
Yep.
It's the same thing. It's just pageants are your thing.
Exactly.
How long have pageants been your thing?
Well, I remember like when I was 7 years old, this woman, a fellow teacher at my mom's school, cut out and laminated for me an article about the new Miss Teen USA. So it's been going on since I was little.
Okay.
And what's the passion about? Why?
I think it's a combination of the glitz and the glamour, and I consider it a sport. These girls train. You have to be in great shape. You have to be on top of your interview skills and current events. The overarching theme of it is competition, and it's fun to see who you can beat.
Now, as long as you're going to bring up interview skills, let's take a second and celebrate Miss Teen South Carolina from a few years ago, because this is always fun.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have that, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa, should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Now, she wasn't really too sharp on her interview skills.
And you know what's really sad is that out of that top five, she didn't get last place.
Oh, so somebody did worse.
Somebody got fourth. She was third runner-up. Another girl got fourth runner-up. Can you imagine?
Being fourth
so
to her
mad.
Third, you'd be like, what?
This weekend is what?
It is Miss USA.
And now Miss USA and Miss America are different. How?
They're different in the fact that Miss America is a nonprofit scholarship organization. The Miss Universe organization, Miss USA, will go to Miss Universe. They are for-profit, and it's usually, you know, a beauty pageant mainly for models. It doesn't have a talent competition.
And that's the one owned by Donald Trump.
Used to be, yes.
Used to be owned by Donald Trump.
Okay, so he's not involved anymore.
No.
But it still goes on.
It still goes on.
The show must go on.
So the pageant is what night?
It is Sunday night.
All right, David has prepared for us three things that you must have at your Miss USA viewing party.
Absolutely. At the viewing party, you definitely need tiaras.
Okay.
You have to have sashes to represent your state.
Okay.
And then you need a scoring sheet so you can be a judge yourself.
Will you have all of these things at your party?
Oh, totally.
So you'll be wearing a sash and a tiara on Sunday night?
The best tiara.
I almost want to come just to see that.
I know.
And where do you get a scoring sheet?
I will post a link on the Jeff and Jen Show website on star941atlanta.com.
All right.
And it gives you a guideline of how to score the girls, which categories they're in, and then at the end, how to calculate it all.
Oh, my God. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to download that scoring sheet, and then I'm going to go out to Buckhead next weekend with a couple of dudes.
No, you are not.
And just sit outside of bars with clipboards.
No, you're going to get shot. We need you here for the show.
So those are the three things you need for the party?
Absolutely.
What are the three things to watch for during Miss USA?
Well, I always cheer for our Miss Georgia. Miss Georgia USA has never won Miss USA. We've gotten...
I thought she won last year.
No, that was Miss America.
Oh, sorry.
Duh.
Sorry.
Jeff, get it right.
Sorry.
So I'm always cheering on our Miss Georgia USA. This year, her name is Imani Davis, and she is 22 and a communications student at Valdosta State.
Okay. Very cool.
But two other really interesting facts. This is the first year they have a Miss 52 USA. So the girls that compete, it's the 50 states plus District of Columbia. This year, they wanted to add the public into the contestant pool in a sense of these girls applied to be Miss 52. There was a judging panel that picked a top 10, and then America voted on who should compete.
Watch for 52.
So watch for Miss 52.
Which, do you know her name?
Her name is Alex Miller.
Alex Miller, okay.
She's about to age out.
Got it, yes. She's too old. They're going to put her out to pasture after this this one.
And all these girls can't compete again since they won their state titles. So
of course not.
It's done.
Okay, what else are we looking for?
Look at Miss North Carolina. She literally found out a week ago that she is competing at Miss USA.
Why?
She was the first runner-up at Miss North Carolina. The girl that was Miss North Carolina was so sick that she can't compete. So, literally, the girl found out a week ago, she has to fly in to Las Vegas, where I think the girls go to Vegas for the pageant at least 2 weeks to a month.
Sure, you gotta get your skin used to the desert air.
Whoa,
you gotta not eat at any of the buffets out there.
And so, this Miss North Carolina, Devin Gant, is competing with only a week's notice. So
wouldn't that be awesome if she won?
That would be insane.
So we're looking for Miss Georgia, who is Imani
Davis.
And then Alex Miller, who's the 52nd weird asterisk contestant.
Yep.
And then the name of Miss North Carolina?
Devin Gant.
I can't wait to not watch on Sunday night. Thank you, David, for the update. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. We're going to follow along with you on Twitter, right?
Absolutely. I'll be live tweeting it. Just follow me at David Yeomans, YOUMANS, and I'll be live tweeting all night.
Thank you for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.